Rob, I'm a patient man. But when are we going to get those things that say, welcome to Extra Funny with the big voice guy?
It is out of my hands.
This is so trashy. I mean, not having that and just coming on talking and having to introduce it, you know, ourselves. I mean, we might as well just say this is a yard sale podcast.
Yeah.
A consignment shop damn podcast.
I tell you what, it's bullshit is what it is.
It absolutely is. I wouldn't listen to this hunk of crap. Three dipshits in here talking. Can't even afford a big voice guy intro.
That's a great way to get out of saying, hey, it's out of my hands. You can't even ask a follow-up question to that.
I've done my part.
It shuts it down. Pretty good.
Like Obama, as president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world, going, hey, that's above my pay grade. That is above my pay grade.
That's out of my hands, man. Whose hands? Can you give me the number of whose hands it's in now?
I can do that.
No, I don't want it.
Maybe a follow-up with whose hands it's in.
I did that this morning. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's on it. Honestly, I'm just joking around because he's busy, the guy that does all that stuff. He's busy, you know, doing another full-time job. Yeah.
Yeah. Adam kept referring to this work as a favor.
So. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Bless him.
We're on his schedule. Got him. Mm-hmm. Keep up the great work, man.
Yep.
We love you.
One of the best.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best. So Rob is excited about something that doesn't sound good to me at all, and it's not just one of his stupid movies. You know, that's usually the thing. I'm looking forward to this movie, whatever. That. There's the singer, British singer Robbie Williams. Yeah. There's a biography of him coming out about him, and it's played by a monkey.
It's played by a CGI monkey that kind of looks like Robbie Williams. It's weird.
It's just weird for no reason. And Riggins and I were railing on it this morning, and Rob goes, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it.
I watched the trailer yesterday. I was like, okay.
That's pretty good. All right. So so we'll find out what this is. We know what it is. We'll tell you what it is coming up next. This. It's Extra Funny on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey.
Now, Extra Funny.
You could do the big voice guy thing.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm. We'll just put like a filter on it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could drunk filter you. It'd be fun.
Drunk filter.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I would like to be the voice guy of, really fun country station.
Well, that's interesting.
You know, like one that's, you know, they used to be called by animals, you know, like
the dog. Yeah, yeah.
91.5, the dog.
Yeah.
See, I would love to do that.
Why don't you try it? We've got a guy that knows how to do that that'll manage you.
Yeah, I know. Because then he may suggest that I go to some sort of a voice actor class or something.
You would love that. Are you kidding? Wouldn't you love that?
I don't like classes.
Oh, really?
No, I'm opposed to school.
Teacher, don't do classes.
I don't. But yeah, I would love to do that. I also would love to do narrations for these crime documentaries that happen in the South. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a lot of Southern themed ones, like Southern Fried Homicide is one of them.
Oh my God.
And I could do better than any of the voice actor narrators that they have on those that are trying to be Southern.
Do they ever appear on camera? The voice, it's just the voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people should know that you can do it because you've done the Cajun Night Before Christmas a lot.
Yeah, but that's Cajun accent is different. I'm not great on the Cajun accent, even though I'm from Louisiana. Everybody from Louisiana is a Cajun, but it's not. It's only Southern Louisiana, South Louisiana. And they're idiots. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of course, bruh.
Well, if you think you'd be good at it, you should. I think you should. I don't know what the first step of that is, but try it out. Maybe you'll love it.
Yeah, I think maybe I would have to watch a crime documentary and then transcribe.
Yeah.
And use it as a demo. Like, this is what it would sound like. But who's got time to transcribe a 30-minute or hour-long you know.
Yeah, transcribing. That's not exactly fun in the afternoon. Fun.
Maybe I could get some woman who could do it, like take dictation. You know, they do that. Women have to do that.
Dictation, yeah, yeah. Like a court reporter or something.
Uh-huh. And secretaries.
Secretaries?
Yeah.
Executive assistants, please.
No, they like secretaries now. Women like to be called secretaries now. So anyway, here's the thing. Rob, is it tomorrow you're excited about it, or is it today?
It's supposed to be this week, and I haven't found an exact day. So every day I'm like, I bet it's today.
And what is it?
The Chicken Big Mac at McDonald's.
Chicken Big Mac. Chicken so it's Big it's Mac? Just like a regular Big Mac, but it's got chicken and fried chicken patties instead of beef, right?
Yeah, and it's battered the same way the chicken nuggets are, rather than the way that they're McChicken or the whatever the other chicken sandwiches.
Oh, this is not the McChicken patty? No.
It's a special new chicken patty that is it's like a tempura, I think is what they say, on the chicken.
Because the tempura is the new classy word for fried.
Yeah, right. It's tempura. Yeah,
the Japanese brought us that with their sushi.
It's the kind you find on their chicken nuggets.
It's not that you know, disgusting, revolting McChicken.
My triple layer sandwich is not trashy like you think so it might be.
What are they going to say then? Two all white meat patties?
I bet you they're going to have to avoid the song for this one.
Yeah.
Two white meat patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Well, it says here, twin chicken patties, melted cheese, crispy lettuce, tangy pickles, and the iconic Big Mac sauce. That's how they're describing this.
No onions?
Doesn't say onions.
Good.
Does the Big Mac have onions on it?
Yeah, two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Yeah, it doesn't have it. I'm looking at the picture of it.
Well, then they can't call it the damn Chicken Big Mac.
No, well, this is bullshit.
It's a totally different sandwich.
Yeah. That is a bunch of bullshit. I love a Big Mac, but I hold the onions and the lettuce.
Then you don't like a Big Mac. Just say it.
No, I don't like the Big Mac as it comes. I like a specialized Big Mac.
Right.
But I've been craving a Whopper for...
Me too.
I haven't had a Whopper in so long.
I know.
And I keep saying I just want to get the... We don't have a Burger King on this side of the interstate. And it's such a pain to go on the other side of the interstate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at least... I don't know. If I left here to go get a Whopper, the Burger King is at least 7 minutes.
It feels like you're on the other side of the world. You might as well be in, you know, Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah. But I've been craving a Whopper and Chinese.
Yeah, I had Chinese not too long ago.
I haven't had any just regular old American kind of Chinese with sesame chicken and all of that stuff. I hadn't had that in a while.
Oh, man. I had it when I was
sick. I get a poo-poo platter sometimes.
You get a poo-poo platter?
Yeah.
What's on there?
It's basically a what I found out when I really looked at what it was, because usually you say poo-poo platter, you don't know what that is. You know,
yeah.
But it's like a appetizer sampler plate. Like if you go to Applebee's and you get the sampler and it's got a little bit of, you know, two wings and then two mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's got various Chinese appetizers. Well, okay. The one I get does. It have your crab rangoon and your... shrimp and your egg roll, maybe, and, you know, different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can get a poo-poo platter for one or a poo-poo platter for two.
It's like a daggum Chili's triple dipper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Have you seen that Chinese place that's in the mall in South Carolina where they take your to-go box? I mean, it's literally in a food court. They take your to-go box and they pile it, and then they keep piling it and piling it, and it's rice, lo mein, and then like your entree or whatever. By the time they're done piling it in there, that box doesn't close. It just, they kind of shove it kind of close and then stick it in a plastic bag real quick and tie it up just to
keep
hold
it where it won't bust.
I mean, it's just so gluttonous, but it does look good. But,
and did they do it really fast, like on those street vendors in India and all that, where they show them?
It's like internet. Shoveling it on into this styrofoam container. It looks so good. But you got to go to a mall.
Yeah, but when they show on social media where they show videos of those third world countries and the street food vendors and all that, it just
that guy.
Like that one you showed me that day where the guy was cutting that meat with his toenail.
He was cutting beef. I think it was beef, and just taking chunks of beef, holding his toe out, and slicing it up like a bandsaw or a table saw with his toenail. Yeah,
because it was shaved beef like you would get, you know, in a roast beef sandwich or something, but he hadn't cooked it yet. So he'd slice it and then throw it into whatever little vat of something.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was nasty. But, yeah, I would kill some General Tso's chicken right now.
Hell yeah. Mm. Hell yeah.
But I've been craving it but, you know, we only eat out and eat junk kind of stuff on Saturdays.
Right.
And I'm always in a group. And it's hard to get the group to agree on something, you know, that's a specialty restaurant, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we always are in sports bars and stuff like that. So, you know, they have a variety of things.
Yeah, but you do that every single weekend. It's more another sports bar. There's got to be one time where you'd be like, can everybody just kind of go along with my program one time?
Sometimes we'll eat sushi. We'll go eat sushi. But, you know, most of the time it's because, I mean, a lot of times when we go to the last meal of the day on Saturday, Boy meets us somewhere. He'll be like, "Where?" Because it's his cheat day.
Yeah.
And he'll go, "Where are y'all eating?" And you know, he didn't want anything to do with us up until that point.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Because then he probably figures that he's going to have to drive us home.
Yeah, and he probably will.
Not every time. There was a run there that he was having to drive us home every time. But it's not because we're crazy drunk, just, you know, taking precautions.
You're annoying and a little drunk.
No, just feel like we've had enough to where we wouldn't pass a test.
Yeah.
You know, but still, you know, not crazy acting or anything. He loves a bento box. He's a bento box person.
Those came out of nowhere. Mm. I mean, the last couple of years, I know.
But yeah, I just think that I'm well overdue for a Whopper. I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to go get one day after work and not tell anybody.
Yeah.
And just say, oh, no, I've been eating clean all day.
Yeah, right. You get the fries, or is it like that? I don't know.
I don't want Burger King fries.
Me neither. So it's like you're making the trip just for the Whopper. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
I would totally do that.
Right. And I don't need a drink.
No.
Because, I mean, I got an ice chest in the truck.
Couple of Lucy's.
With Diet Cokes and stuff, always prepared.
Okay.
You know, I got one of them Yetis that's so damn good, it makes ice.
You ain't got that. You ain't got it.
No, but I do always have a bottle of water with me, so I don't, because then they'll always say, you want the combo? No.
No, thanks.
Just the sandwich. No drink, just the sandwich.
Yeah. When we would go on road trips and we'd get Burger King, all of us would start eating, and my dad would wait. When it was a Whopper, he said it would need to coagulate for a couple minutes before it began. But he swore it. He was a traveling salesman. He knew how to eat the Whopper. And he would let it sit for at least 5 minutes before he ate it.
What's coagulating in it?
I think he's misusing the word. Yeah. But coagulating, I would think, like congeal. Like it all becomes one uniform.
You let that cheese melt a little bit.
Yeah, you know, packed, wrapped in that wrapper. It's got to sit for a minute to all come together.
With that glob of mayonnaise work around.
Could you do that, Rob?
I don't think I could.
No, because he has never taken fast food. It's never made it to his house.
Sometimes it doesn't make it out of the parking lot.
Really? I always wait till I get home. I know that's controversial, but I never eat in the car. Ever.
Always. If I'm eating lunch out, I'm not going to go back to the house to eat it.
Really?
Yeah. The only time I'm eating food that's not food I cook at the house, it's delivered.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. Pizza, I will. Pizza, that's different. It'd be terribly difficult to eat pizza on the road.
Yeah.
We were about to eat out the other night, or so I thought, outside of when we normally eat out, so it was going to be a treat. What a treat. Because our electrics was out because of the storm and everything. And so we were just out looking for something to do early evening, late afternoon, and we were gone about 30 minutes, and we went and looked at some, you know, houses and all that they just built, and just being nosy, and then we were getting ready to go eat, and our neighbor called and said the electricity's back on. I was like, damn.
Oh no.
Yeah, because then Jody's like, okay, well, we got food at home. I'm like, damn, mama.
You know how my family's from the Midwest. The fact that I went over on Saturday and my brother was coming over with his family for dinner, and it was like noon. My mom goes, "What are we gonna have for lunch?" And she goes, "Oh, what about liver sausage?" And me and my dad went, "Hell yeah!" Now no one else is gonna be like, "Hell yeah!" to some liver sausage or what are they called? Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger. Yeah, liverwurst.
We always called it liver sausage, but. Yeah.
We were
like, hell yeah, but she didn't have any, so we made a special trip to the grocery store just to get liver sausage and some hot peppers. But
and you made a sandwich out of it?
So she bought some bread from Panera, like a good ciabatta roll, uh-huh. Put it on there, salt and pepper. She likes hers with
salt
and pepper
on Braunschweiger.
Please, I mean, I could barely put my socks on.
I love salt.
You're swelling.
But I wouldn't put it on bronze, right?
Salt, pepper, and like those hot pepper rings, or my mom likes mm-hmm. some things sweet, so she puts like bread and butter pickles on. Oh, my mouth is watering talking about it. It's so good, but it's disgusting looking.
But it is fantastic, and the only way I know about it as a Southerner is because my wife's family is from the Midwest. And,
yeah.
And of course, they call it Braunschweiger.
Braunschweiger. It's gray brown. It's a spreadable meat.
The worst thing. It's worse than a hot dog.
It's got to
be. As far as health wise. I mean, it's just, you know, what do they say? Lips and assholes. Probably. <it's>,
probably more assholes than lips. It is so gross, but man, is it good.